The pandemic and the fire have changed many things about life here at Our Lady of Lourdes. I used to meet with more people in person. I used to have a place to meet with people in person. I used to preach my homily in only one language at three of the Masses and in two languages at the other two Masses. I think many people are surprised to learn that since 2012, I have always preached in English and Spanish at our Spanish Masses. This was a request from several parents in one of my first meetings after I arrived as pastor. These parents wanted to make sure that their children had the opportunity to hear the Word of God and the teaching of the Church in a language they understood. It was clear that the children could pray in Spanish, but that the children learned in English. The pandemic and the fire changed many things about life here at Our Lady of Lourdes. And it became clear that I needed to extend the practice of preaching in both languages at all Masses so that the whole parish could hear the Word of God and the teaching of the Church in the language that they understood. And while I and the bishop have received letters accusing me otherwise, and I still hear the whisperings of some people because, well, words echo, I have never sought to be anything but a good father to you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, one of the great benefits of the pandemic and the fire is that we had to change how we provided the classes for baptismal preparation. We could no longer have a large gathering each month in the social hall for parents and godparents. We needed to provide a class for one set of parents and one set of godparents. So rather than having a single class for 50 people, we needed to have many classes for 4 people. And with the variety of schedules and the limits of buildings, it was easiest for me to teach those classes. I taught 3 of them yesterday. I must admit that I really love teaching baptismal preparation classes. I get to sit with one set of parents and godparents and share one of the most beautiful and fundamental teachings of our faith. And what do I say? What do I say? To understand the sacrament of baptism, we begin with the God who loves us. The relationship of perfect love, the Holy Trinity, desires to share the very life of God with each of us. This is the reason that the Father sent the Son, that He was born of the Virgin, that Jesus preached and taught and healed and suffered and died and rose and ascended to the all-powerful Father. This is the reason that the Spirit is sent to remind us of all that Jesus said and did and allows us to experience the power and the presence of the ministry of Jesus Christ through our participation in the sacraments. In the waters of baptism, God claims us. God Himself washes away that ancient sin that broke the communion between God and creation. God Himself unites us to His holy church throughout all the world, in every language, and throughout all of history. God Himself marks us with a seal that can never be removed and gives us a place in the church's worship. God Himself shares with each of us the priesthood of His Son, so that we can live a life of prayer, a life of charity, a life of service, and a life proclaiming the good news of God's love so that everyone can hear it. It all begins with the God who loves you. It all begins with the God who loves you. Look at our mural. Notice how John the Baptist carefully holds the Lord Jesus. in your baptism, and because of your baptism, the all-powerful Father holds you as his own beloved child. And the God who loves you, who has claimed you in the waters of baptism, now invites you to his table. Here we join in the prayer and the offering of the Son of God. Here we are welcomed as beloved children. Here we are fed. And here we will be led to the kingdom where God lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.